IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints you are listening to. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the arrival of the month of Muharram. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers, Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani, a faculty member of the University of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, doctor. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to you.
You're welcome, brother. And also, brother Ali Alavian is over here, an Islamic expert from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and we're welcome to this show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me here.
So, since this is the month of Muharram, and the most tragic event during the history took place in this month, that is the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and family members, his faithful, loyal companions, Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this program, decided to dedicate this session and the upcoming ones to the atrocities and the corruptions that were done by the Umayyads during their rulership over Muslim lands. We know that from 41, we can say AH, till 132 AH, for 91 years, the Umayyad established a government on the Muslim lands, starting from Levant and getting all across the borders of the Muslim lands out of Arab Peninsula and Hejaz, today Saudi Arabia. But all of a sudden, many values have been changed and many pure Islamic values have been violated. We know that the most horrendous, we can say, massacres happened during this period. We could see that what happened to the family and the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We could remember what they have done to, in the Harra event, the massacre of the people and the killing of the people over there. Also, Mukhtar al-Saqafi uprised against them, but he was killed again. And you know that in these 91 years, we can say Islam was deviated from the right path. This was what Umayyads did, Umayyads and their kings and the rulers did to the Muslim Ummah on that time. After the death of Muawiyah, how Yazid unlawfully and illegitimately got to the power, they want to start a kind of, morusi or hereditary type of transfer of the power to themselves from the father to the son. And brothers and sisters, just go and check our Sunni references, not the Shia ones, that what a picture Yazid had on that time. The atrocities, the corruption that he did, and the first thing that he did was to take bay'ah from four: Hussein ibn Ali, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, and Abdullah ibn Zubair. And anyone who confronted you, cut his head and behead his head. Mas'udi in his tariq says that, in his book says that, he was very much like Pharaoh, but Pharaoh was better than Yazid.
Yes.
But Pharaoh was better than Yazid. The rivers of the blood and the streams of blood that he did. On that time, such a guy like Yazid ibn Muawiyah. So, Brother Ali Alevian, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, did not accept it, as you said, did Khuruj, and on his way, he was to Karbala and then the Kufa, according to the invitation.
It is some, as I said, some believe that Imam did Khuruj, and we do not agree with this term.
No, I mean by Khuruj is that he left Medina
as a sign of
Karbala.
His disagreement.
Yes.
Since he found actually that he found that the people's acceptance can be actually in the Kufa, he started moving towards there, and he left, and he found even, look, when the Islam the experience of Islamic Ummah is even more important than the rituals and worships. That's right. Why he leaves his Hajj incomplete. This is the Imam, this is an Islamic leader that knows that the expediency of Islamic Ummah obliges him to leave his Hajj incomplete. While you can find no one that is permitted to leave his Hajj incomplete. So he moves towards Kufa, and on the way, on his way in Karbala, actually he was martyred by in a sad and really tragic event by the troops of Yazid and with his representative in Kufa, that is Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad.
That's right.
So Imam was martyred in a really tragic way, he and his family and his 72 loyal companions and his family were arrested and were sent to Sham.
That's right.
The whole story that some...
Okay, Dr. Farooq Rouhani, let's get to the post-event. The Karbala tragedy is so harsh and tragic that all the details cannot be mentioned over here. Sorry for, as they say, it includes graphic video.
Mm.
It includes graphic events over here. We cannot say what atrocity did Yazid, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, Shamr ibn Zuljushan, and the other agents of Yazid detour, the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the women and the children. But the case is that after the captives are taken to the Yazid's court, the heads are over there. He starts drinking liquor, and putting trays of chess, playing chess on the heads of the Ahlul Bayt and drinking liquor. He was himself criticized by the people around him, his viziers and the ministers around him, but he continues doing so. I mean, such behaviors from a guy like Yazid and the cruelty that he did towards Ahlul Bayt. What was the main reason for Yazid to show such vengeance toward Ahlul Bayt, not acting mercifully even to their bodies and their heads?
Yeah, the point is simply that he wanted to take revenge and he wanted to silence all others and show that, okay, look, he was the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, and I ordered him to be beheaded,
yeah,
and his body to be,
mutilated.
Mutilated.
Yes.
Okay, trampled.
Okay? Trampled, mutilated.
Yes, and then, first of all, Yazid wanted to show that he was the absolute power over there, and wanted to silence all others. We find that, I mean, the reign of terror in the Umayyad period continued, I mean, from the time of Muawiyah up to the end of the period of Yazid, okay? And after Yazid, we find that Marwanids got to power. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, we find that Yazid's main power was Yazid's main intention was, not only to silence all his opponents, but to cut off the line of the Ahlul Bayt. Okay, but it was just a vain hope. I mean, it was a foolish hope.
That's right.
Because Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, okay, was a survivor of the Ashura tragedy. Okay, now we find that, I mean, even some historians who were courtiers either in the time of the Umayyads or in the time of the Abbasids, when they come to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, they cannot resist, this feeling, okay, to write down, okay, what realities took place over there. Although they were, courtiers and they were paid by the government, okay, in order to write the history in favor of the Umayyads. And
that's
in favor of the Abbasids. In some places, they reveal some of the secrets. Okay, that took place. I mean, that were used to be that were used to take place inside the Umayyad courts. Okay?
Although doing curse or doing land towards the companions and the caliphs of the Muslim lands are considered as forbidden by some of our Thani brethren, but according to authentic resources like Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Zahabi, Ibn Ibad, Ibn Imad Hanbali, Ibn Jawzi, and Ibn al-Khaldun, cursing Yazid ibn Muawiyah, according to a consensus, was done. and see how much a person could be corrupted and how much a scandal who could make during the Muslim moment.
May I have a short comment? Knowing about the reasons of this like actually oppression that he made towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam requires to study about the characteristics of the characteristics and features of the government which was introduced by Muawiyah and after him from Yazid, and actually they were the bases of this Umayyad dynasty. I mean, in the sense that they reached to power officially, and I think it requires to see how they started to expand corruption, cruelty, and also eliminate the Islamic values like piety and ruling unpious people over the others and choosing people to lead as the governors and commanders of the people, those who did not really actually have the qualifications to be selected as this for these positions. These are, I think, requires to talk about in depth and details, inshallah, in upcoming sessions.
Let me finish this program with a couplet from the famous Persian poet Sanai Ghaznavi. I read it in Persian and translated it into English. داستان پسر هند مگر نشنیدی که از او بر سر اولاد پیامبر چه رسید. Haven't you heard the story of the son of Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, that what he did do to the descendants of Prophet Muhammad? پدر او لب و دندان پیامبر بشکست. His father has broken the mouth, the jaws, and the tooth of Prophet Muhammad. مادر او جگر عم پیامبر بمکید.
حمزه
سید شهده is referring to the uncle of Prophet Muhammad. خود به ناحق حق داماد پیامبر بگرفت. امام علی علیه السلام was in fact neglected of his right, that is the right of successorship as imamate. پسر او سر فرزند پیامبر ببرید. He is referring to Yazid, cutting off the head of the Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this is the last line. بر چنین قوم چرا لعنت و نفرین نکنم. Why am I not accursing and cursing such a tribe? لعن الله یزید و علی آل یزید. May curse be upon Yazid and the descendants of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. This was a couplet done by Sanai Ghaznavi, the famous Persian poet. It's really beautiful. And it has all the history from pre-Islamic period, from Abu Sufyan, the father of Muawiyah, up until Yazid ibn Muawiyah. May Allah curse them all. Thank you very much, Dr. Fakhwani and Brother Ali Alavian.
Thanks to you, brother,
for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. May Allah accept all of our mournings and azadaris and this majalis that we do for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the man who said no to the oppression of Yazid ibn Muawiyah and wanted to revive the pure Muhammadan Islam. For more information on this program, visit our website, parstoday.com/Yen Call of Islam page. Do not forget us in these supplications and the mourning ceremonies and the rallies and demonstrations for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam during the months of Muharram all across the world. Take care, the pandemic is killing, but held your ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, even if it is online. Brothers, do not forget that these sha'ayr and the rituals has to be enlivened, even if they are digital and online. Do your marasim and majalis and takaya for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah bless you all. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.
Look ya Zahra.
Look ya Zahra.
Look ya Zahra.
When the night fell on the desert camping, a lonely voice was heard in mourning. Then she looked and saw someone approaching, one who would join her in her.
her a grieving. She had come to see her progeny and what had become of their destiny. But she could not let her to go closer. She did not want her to really see. I do not want you to go further. You will only see pain and horror. Body with no head, 72 dead. Zainab said, do not look, Ya Zahra.